Hello and welcome to the Data Drink. This is Jason hosting this time, and co-hosting with me is Ethan.
I didn't agree to co-host, I just said you could do the intro.
I am sorry, but host gets to make the rules.
Anyways, I know, and I made the rule, and I let you do the intro.
Whatever. Details. Today we have a couple of special guests with us from Nintendo Oki. We have Tony.
What's going on, fellas?
Technically, we're from Nintendo Oki.
Well, true. I guess, okay, fine. We're a subsidiary. They're like the parent company, but we're not going to get into details, like I said. And we also have Shannon.
Hello.
Of the Riffenbergs. Today, we will be talking about the best go-kart racing series ever. We're talking
Hello
about
Hello Kitty Cruisers.
Hello Kitty Cruisers. Yeah. No, but dang it! You stole my joke. I hate you.
Sorry.
You gotta be quick with Tony around.
Apparently.
Sonic and All Stars Racing transformed.
You know what they say: great minds think alike. Actually, great, Sonic and All Stars is actually a pretty decent one too. But no, we are actually talking about the kart series that started it all off. Actually, the very first kart. I'm a console-based kart series ever made,
sure.
And that is the Mario Kart series.
Are you positive?
That's what it says in the Guinness Book of World Records, according to Wikipedia.
Interesting.
They're never wrong.
No, they didn't make a distinction console, so I'm assuming maybe there might be one for a portable, for all I know.
Diddy Kong Racing.
There was a, well, I don't know if it was a go-kart racer, but it was a racing game on portable that I played.
Yeah, my first entry into the series was with the Super Nintendo. I'm sure that, well, with the exception of maybe Shannon, who's a youngin', everyone else following here probably started off with Super Mario Kart, I'm betting.
Mm-hmm.
More or less.
Shannon, what's your answer?
You made a wise decision calling me out on that. My first Mario Kart game was Mario Kart Advanced.
You mean Mario Kart Super Circuit?
Super Circuit, yeah. The one on the GBA.
Sweet.
Awesome. Well, that's a pretty good one, too, because it had all the Super Mario Kart levels on it if you unlocked them. But
I don't think I did.
What?
I don't think I did.
No, you had to get just as an FYI, you had to get I think 100 coins in all the races and get a gold cup at the end as well.
Oof. Good times, very good times.
It was a lot of fun. I got them all. But, yeah, so Super Mario Kart, I remember coming into my aunt's living room when I was younger and they had a big screen TV in there and there's Mario Kart going on and got to play two-player. Man, how much of a difference it was playing Battle Mode on the Super Nintendo versus some of the later entries. Adding four-player really makes the game so much better.
And now we've got, 12-player online, so...
Yep.
Is it 12-player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought it went up to 16. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't checked in a while.
But yeah, back in the day, question mark blocks used to be a design on the ground and they never came back. Once you used it, they were gone. Enemies had crazy items that they could shoot at you without even having to pick up a item on the ground.
Yeah, it's interesting the way that first Super Nintendo game set the ground rules for that, but you can see how it's evolved since that time.
Fun fact, in the Super Nintendo one, you actually could shrink your characters if you wanted to. I don't know why you'd ever want to do that, but you could shrink your characters and start off small.
I did not know this.
The problem with being small is that I don't think you go with quite as fast. I could be wrong, but if anyone hits you, pretty much you get flattened.
Yeah,
no fun.
Now, the way to actually get small in the actual game is if you ever hit one of, I believe, Princess Toadstool's little mushroom things she shoots out, they make you small.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Yeah, so some of the things that it's amazing how some of the people may compare some of these older games to some of the newer ones. They made lots of major lifestyle changes. Like, if you basically in the original ones, you had to get first or the worst you could get is fourth, and if you got any worse than that, you pretty much had to redo the race and use it to continue because for some reason they didn't like people that got fifth or worse. And I was up with that.
If you ain't first, you're last.
So that was basically true in that Super Nintendo game.
Very much so. Also, isn't that the only one to use super as the first word of the title?
I believe probably because it's on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, all the other ones are Mario Kart something. But yeah, that was Super Mario Kart.
Neat.
Actually, every single other one starts with Mario, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario Kart 64 is really where I play like a whole lot of my Mario Kart back in the day. Oh my gosh, that game was like life-changing compared to the first one.
Yahoo!
Oh, whoa. But, yeah, I really enjoyed Toad's Turnpike. I don't know, I think it's one of my favorite ones from the series in general.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that in my house last night. We were playing Mario Kart on the Switch, and Toad's Turnpike seems to come up every single time we run races. And we were talking about how we like that track and how different it is compared to the first time you saw it in that N64 game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having like a little bomb. And they seem to make some changes to it every time they bring it back in another game. I believe like the... I don't think they had these, but I remember the Double Dash had the little bomb car, little cars that were actually bombs. And if you hit them, you blow up. And I don't think they had those in the original Toad's Turnpike. And I think that one of the later ones you can get, or maybe it's maybe and you can do in Double Dash 2, you can get like on top of the semis that drive down the roads. Mm-hmm. They had items on them sometimes.
Yeah, I noticed that in Mario Kart 8. I think there was a returning level on there, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yes.
And that's when I first noticed, like, being able to, like, get on top of the vehicles, get a boost off of, like, the trucks and stuff.
So what's you guys' favorite Mario Kart out of all the series?
For me, no question, Double Dash is the best Mario Kart.
Ooh.
For me.
Double Dash? Why Double Dash?
Mainly, it's mostly for like nostalgia reasons. That's the first one that I played a lot with like my kids. But I loved that two-player mechanic in that game and using the different characters and trying to figure out which characters and their special items worked best together. And making sure you had the right character at the right time to get that item that you really wanted.
Honestly, I always use double Koopa Brothers because that triple red shell is just insane. And having two of them stocked up was made it pretty easy to get Emma to really cause some pain whoever gets in front of you.
Yeah, I think my combination was Luigi with a red Koopa Troopa.
Oh gosh, what did Luigi do again?
He had fireballs.
Fireballs, yes.
Like Mario did.
The three fireballs shoots. How about you, Shannon? What's your favorite one?
Controversial statement. I would say Mario Kart 8 DX or Deluxe.
You're going for a arcade system. Not even developed by Nintendo.
No, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Switch. Oh, 8 Deluxe. Oh, that's just a Deluxe. Okay, I was thinking the GP Deluxe. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Specifically the Switch version. Like before having this game, I would have told you it would have been Mario Kart 7 just because of the portability and having that. I mean, the 3D in Mario Kart 7 on the 3DS was just really well done. There were times, especially playing on the new 3DS, where it just that stereoscopic 3D really sucks you in, especially when you're playing in a dark room and you know you've got. You've got like the water droplets coming up against the screen. It just really sucks you in.
Huh.
But I think having the most premier version, just portable and always at least at least two player on the go. There's just nothing that comes close to that for me.
Now, that one also have downloadable play too for a single cart.
Mario Kart 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. I think it made you, whoever had download play was stuck as a shy guy though.
As a shy guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually one of the few I never played was 7.
That was also the first time Shy Guy was introduced as a racer.
I believe. Was he not on DS?
He was on DS.
Oh wait, no, yeah, DS was where he was first introduced through the download play.
Mm-hmm. And I played a lot of DS as well.
The really good thing about Mario Kart 8 on the Switch is just the sheer number of tracks that you have. Mm-hmm. And not only the sheer number of tracks, but the large number of good tracks to play on, because they pick some really, really good tracks for that downloadable stuff. And some of the new tracks have become some of my favorite ones, like the ribbon one where you're in the kid's bedroom.
Yep.
Which is one of my absolute favorites from the new set of tracks.
So that must be, that's one of the ones was that one of the ones that was released as a DLC for the original 8?
Yeah. It's called Ribbon Road.
Okay, yeah, I never got to play those DLC levels. Dang.
It's very cool. I think my favorite in 8, both on the Wii U and on Switch, is Shy Guy Falls. Nothing nothing comes close to that, you know, like when you get towards the very end run and you hear the Shy Guys grunting as they're mining the diamonds out. Just
I'm very surprised you wouldn't have picked Animal Crossing as your favorite track on there.
Animal Crossing is a close second, but there's just something about the layout of the Shy Guy. I mean, you're driving up a waterfall.
Up a waterfall, yeah.
It's just amazing. I think the problem with Animal Crossing, it probably would have been my favorite if they'd have used all of those assets to actually make a real Animal Crossing game. But,
oh gosh. Well, who's to say they're not?
Dun dun dun.
don't start. All right, enough about us. What about you, Jason? What's your favorite?
My favorite? I would probably say 8 was my favorite. And I haven't played the Switch version because I don't own a Switch yet. But yeah, it was it's just all the life of the quality of life changes they made. Wasn't quite the whole anti-grav thing didn't really sway me in any way, but it's just like all the good tracks, the amazing graphics, just looked, and the music was beautiful. But my favorite by far is probably Wario Coliseum to really show off how beautiful levels and the sound design. I loved Wario Coliseum.
It blew my mind when they were doing all those promo videos for Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U, and they were talking about how they took all of these old, what's the farmland track with the cows
and Moo Moo Meadows?
Moo Moo Farms, man. When they did that promo video where they were talking about all the music being orchestrated, and you just see these Japanese guys playing fiddles and re-recording this music, it just
Well, and the thing about that too, when you saw Moo Moo Meadows back to back from I think it was on the Wii version of the game, mm-hmm. and then the Wii U version of the game, the upgrade in those graphics was phenomenal. And you saw the shimmer on the water. It looked like the carts were really leaving marks in the dirt. It was that visual upgrade from everything before it to 8 was just amazing.
You know, another thing that's interesting maybe it's just Nintendo, I guess, but in Mario Kart 8, they still have DLC. They still have things you can unlock in the games. Like a lot of other games, you have to, if you want unlockables, you have to buy them as DLC. But if you just beat the game, you still unlock so many things as you keep playing the game.
Yeah.
Like I remember you guys when you were talking on the show about it, Shannon. It was like had got so much unlockables that every time his limiting factor is like how many times he could had to go back in and out to just get new things unlocked.
Especially when you're doing local multiplayer, it was all based on the amount of coins that you picked up through your playthrough. So the benefit was playing with four people at a time because the coins were collective across people playing. It was just how many coins were collected on your save data. So, you know, we would finish a Grand Prix, and I'd have gained, you know, 400 or 500 coins across four people playing, and then it would tell me, hey, you unlocked new cart pieces, and then you go in and it shows, oh, hey, you unlocked something new. You back out to the home screen, you go back into the cart selection, you unlock something new. Just repeat the cycle.
Yeah, I tried that 2MCC once. I didn't really like it too much. It's way too fast-paced to really have meaningful gameplay to me, at least.
I can't do 200cc.
Is Shan living in the fast lane?
I live in the fast lane. 200cc, and you turn on the assisted driving, so it keeps you from driving over the edge.
Man's got a plan.
I'll bet you use tilt controls too, don't you?
Nope, but everybody I play with online sure thinks I do.
That's still the best feature of online play with Mario Kart. And everybody knows you're not actually using tilt controls, because if you do, it puts a little steering wheel icon above your head.
So that was one of the most difficult things in Mario Kart 7, was the only way. So you unlocked it unlocked kart pieces the same way in Mario Kart 8 as it did in 7, and you could eventually get a gold kart, gold tires, but the only way to get the gold steering wheel was to win like 100 races using tilt controls.
Yeah.
Never. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Nintendo forcing that stuff on you.
They asked the impossible.
You had to earn that gold steering wheel.
And then you saw people playing online who had that golden steering wheel, and you were jealous of them.
Exactly.
Does it do anything for you?
No.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Speaking of Mario Kart 7, though, the one thing about that game that I really missed in Mario Kart 8 was the first person view.
Yeah.
I played so much in the first person view in Mario Kart 7. I really wish they had brought that back for Mario Kart 8.
I guess you could play Mario Kart GP VR if you really want to do that.
Oh, man.
That stereoscopic 3D on Mario Kart 7, especially going into first person, it just, man. It's just, that's about the as close as we'll get to, well, never mind.
Well, here's a question. When they do the first person, how do you tell if something's coming up from behind you, or do you?
It still puts that little notification on the bottom of the screen. Like,
okay, I was just curious if they had a rearview mirror or something.
No.
Which would be very nice.
Yes, on the go-kart or rearview mirror.
Yes! Or maybe on your helmet. I've seen bicyclists wear them.
It's true.
Okay, I'm not going to argue. I'm just saying.
Yeah, just talking about like.
Also, who wears a helmet besides your me?
Good point.
Captain. Oh wait, that was a me. Never mind.
Well, Captain Falcon. That's a different game. Just because a certain area shows up doesn't mean he's in the game.
He's totally in the game.
Shh. DLC, sort of.
Are amiibo DLC?
I think
that just unlocks the outfits. And your Mii isn't Captain Falcon, even if you name him so. He is not the Captain
Even if
Falcon.
He does the Falcon kick?
He does. When you do your jumps on the ramps, he does the Falcon kick. Look, I'm going to say Mario Kart 8 is the closest we've gotten to an F-Zero game in a decade.
And it's probably the closest you're going to get from Nintendo.
It breaks my heart.
I guess you can always play Fast Racing Neo.
That was what I was going to say. That Fast Racing Neo on the Switch and the Wii U are fantastic futuristic racing games if you haven't played those.
Fast Racing Neo is very good, and having the Wipeout Omega Collection on PS4 is also a plus. I am ecstatic over the update that's coming to the Wipeout Omega Collection to make it PSVR compatible. I am just going to be ready in my game chair with a puke bag sitting next to me,
ready to drive 200 miles an hour around these futuristic racetracks.
I want to say I saw somebody made like a VR headset or a VR compatible mode of F-Zero.
Oh my goodness.
I want to say I saw a video of someone do that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, so they do have like a Mario Kart. Like they actually do. I wasn't just making that up earlier. Mario Kart GP VR. I don't know if it's in the US or not, but I saw like a video.
No, I don't think so. I think it's Japan only.
Yeah, like you can play Mario Kart VR first person and throw items at the people, and yeah, seemed pretty legit.
A lot of hands-on for grabbing those items out of the air.
Yes. Put your hands in the air and wave them around like you just don't care.
So, well, what about items? What are our favorite items out there? I'm curious to know.
Favorite item? I personally enjoyed the Rock's Feather. Though it's kind of, I mean, I guess they brought back in the most recent one I heard, but in a lot of the other ones, it would have been very course-breaking if they had allowed that. I could see why they got rid of it.
It broke the course in Super Mario Kart anyway.
Yeah.
That Super Mushroom... The one that just
Mario Kart 64?
Yes. Gold Mushroom, yeah. I'm just kind of a fan of just being able to get a speed boost and just keep boosting repeatedly.
I don't know if it actually made you go faster but this way or if it was better just to let it go, but I just mashed that A button or whatever button it was to keep using it over and over and over again, but I'm not sure if it actually was better to let it go for a couple seconds.
See, I've tried figuring that out, whether it's better to just mash it or, you know, every like once a second do it, because I think it lasts for like 8 seconds. So if you hit it once, because I don't know if you keep mashing it over and over again, you're not really getting any advantage, so you're just sort of wasting energy by doing it.
I'm actually looking that up right now.
It was really fun to mash it. It's like wahoo 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 wahoo.
Yeah, I think mine probably would have to be the triple red shells. That's an evil item to have.
Oh, that is a super evil item.
I would say probably my favorite is the horn, the super horn.
Really?
Yeah. When they,
you know, they honestly don't ever give you that item though, so I never really got much times I got to even use it.
It is much more plentiful in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
It is, so absolutely.
I, you know, when you're out in first, you know, you it seems like you've got a 25% chance you're either going to get a coin, a green shell, a banana peel, or you're going to get that super horn.
Yeah.
So,
it almost makes me wonder if there's really if they make anti-blue shell items and they give it to you enough times, if there's, it kind of makes the blue shells obsolete.
No, it certainly doesn't. But what I will say is, it definitely forces you to stop holding on and just dragging a green shell behind you when you're sitting in first place.
Yeah,
I found myself doing that a lot across all of the other Mario Kart games. So what? Just, you know, having a reason to actually, you know, drop an item just because I have an item box coming up, because there's a 25% chance I'm actually going to get a horn.
I don't know that the percentage is quite that good.
Maybe not, but it certainly feels that way.
Because when you're in first place, I know for a fact, and I've seen people who have actually done some of the, you know, statistics on this. If you're in first place, you're statistically more likely to get a coin than anything else.
Yeah.
It's like a 50% chance you get a coin, and then the other items are split between that other 50%.
Gotcha.
It looks like first... that golden mushroom, you want to kind of let it, you don't want to just spam it. This is for Mario Kart 64, so I don't know if it applies to other ones, but you don't want to just spam the button. I mean, it gives you a direct boost to maximum speed and has a fixed usage time, and it looks like you can get 4 good pumps out of the mushroom before time runs out if you do it right.
That's good to know. Yeah, pretty much being in first place, you get all the crummy items. First place is synonymous with coins, green shells, and
banana
a single
pills.
Mushroom.
Banana pills.
Oh, and banana pill, I guess. Yeah.
Mostly banana pills. And coins.
But if you want to go on the opposite end of the spectrum, being in last place gets you the best items, and the worst game about giving, where they had bad, in my opinion, the worst one about having the worst item probability of getting good stuff in last place was Mario Kart Super Circuit. And the reason why is because if you were in last place, you always got the best items. So pretty much the only items you would get in last place would be stars, lightning bolts. Actually, if you're in very last, it'd be lightning bolts and blue shells almost as a rule of thumb. So what? Just as a side note, I was one of those scummy friends when we played four player online, or not online, four player local. I would just be in last place, and I could be like a whole lap behind, and I would just spam the lightning bolts, and you can just shoot so many blue shells in like the span of 10 seconds. It's amazing how much you can ruin other people's lives being in last place, by the way, and sitting on an item box.
That's why Jason has new friends now.
Yeah. By the way, I do have a four player. If anyone ever wants to play that, I have it all ready to go.
Might need a contract before you play it with people.
My favorite level to do that in was the Bowser level, where if you make that one jump and then you use a lightning bolt, it instantly drops you down and you miss the jump and it's like half a level gone.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, in Super Circuit, I don't know if you can do this in any of the other games, but with blue shells, you can actually set them on the ground, and it'll be act like a proximity. And if whoever's in first place gets within a certain radius, it'll just hit them, and anyone else, it won't go after them. But if they run into it, it's like a barrier, and it just stays there on the ground.
Maybe it's a good thing I didn't play that game.
It was really particularly fun to do that at the finish line, by the way.
Just drop a whole wall of them.
I had pretty much a whole wall. It was great.
That's just evil.
But yeah, so pretty much the unfortunate part about that. This is something we do all the time when back in high school or lunchrooms. I found the magic of eBay, and I ended up getting other people to buy Mario Kart for Super Circuit, and so we all played four player, and I got four-way link cables, and we just played during lunch. It was so much fun. Now, I did have an interesting glitch happen once while playing Mario Kart Super Circuit. We had four players going on, and we had picked a level to go on. And then and the race started like normal. We saw our friends were doing some really weird stuff, just running into the walls. We were wondering what was going on. They actually ended up unplugging and thinking we were hacking, because on their game, we were running into the walls. Well, it turns out they were on one level, and me and another friend were on a completely different course going through it. All their inputs were going in that they were doing. It's just that they were on our screen on a totally different course. So I don't know what would happen if you got first and how that would have worked out, but it was kind of really weird that
sounds that really awesome.
Yeah, if you only had one cart, you could do like single player, and I think everyone was Yoshi if you just had single cart download play on that.
Was it different color Yoshis?
I don't remember, actually. I think they're just probably all the same color for all I know.
That's sad.
No, four player, having four carts was the only way to do battle mode, though, unfortunately. And the battle mode on there was actually pretty decent. I believe they had Block Fort, which is personally my favorite battle mode level. It's the most fair to me.
It's pretty good.
I really like the battle mode in Mario Kart 64.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I believe that's where Block Fort came from.
I think so, yeah.
64, yeah.
But, am I the only one that doesn't really like battle mode in any way?
Probably.
I guess maybe, so. DS, that's what I play all the time.
Maybe it's because I didn't play a lot of Mario Kart 64 when battle mode had come out. I think I was already out of school and or very close to it. when that came out, and so I didn't play a lot of that. And I've never gotten into a battle mode in any of the Mario Kart games.
Wow.
That's now
half the game.
In your and but in his defense though, Mario Kart 8 had a I don't know about the 7 though, but Mario Kart 8 had a really terrible online battle mode.
It was fixed in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Good.
That's what I heard. But yeah, in 8 was pretty much they just gave you a track and you or a bit of a track that you would race on normally, and they just made it into a battle mode, and it was all timed.
There's no frontwards, no backwards, just do whatever.
Yep.
The main thing I really liked in 64 specifically was, like, lose all three balloons, and then I'm a bomb driving around with looking for...
Yes, because if you're dead, you still get to actively participate. Mm-hmm.
On top of that, there was also the get the boost at the start and run into someone at full speed and steal their mushroom. Not mushroom, they're a balloon. So you go from, like, three balloons to four... You would have, like, say you're red, you had three red, and suddenly it's one blue with you as well.
Yeah, I like the fact that if you have less than three balloons, if you run into somebody with, like, a mushroom or something, you actually steal it and you get to add it to your own.
Oh, yeah, you can steal items, too. I forgot about that.
Wait, you mean talking about the booze?
Yes.
Okay. Like, Tony, did we ever ask you your favorite item?
Yeah, I said the triple red shells.
Oh, yeah, triple red shells. Okay, sorry, I remember now. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with those.
Nope.
Maybe it was
unless it comes back and hits you.
Mine was the horn.
Yours was the horn. Okay, I remember now. Okay, we finished that one then. My most hated item was always was probably getting in first place and getting hit by a blue shell.
Well, of course. Who doesn't hate that?
You ever been in first place with a blue shell and launched it?
Yeah, it comes around.
Yes, it does.
It takes a while, but it comes back around.
My least favorite item has been in the recent games, the Lucky 7 item and then the Crazy 8 item in Mario Kart 7 and 8.
Yeah, I never was able to use that to its full ability, and it also really was terrible if you got hit, or somebody could just steal it from you, too.
Or someone, if as it's spinning around, they just touch the bomb, and then you get blown up as well.
Yeah.
But then if that happens, there's a random star just floating around in the race course, someone just picks it up.
Man, stars make that game great, too.
And I believe also maybe in some of the games that if you were in first place at the time a blue shell launched, you get hit. So even if you go back down to second place after it was launched, you still get hit by it.
Yeah, there's been some crazy things that happen with that blue shell, and I'm sure there's some rhyme and reason to it, but it seems like sometimes if you're in first place and you go down to second, it'll ignore you at that point and it'll go after the first person. But then there are other times where it'll completely ignore some people and it seems like it's specifically targeting you even if you weren't in first place.
Yeah. I've had that several times.
So has anyone played any of the arcade systems?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to assume at Dave & Buster's.
I played Arcade DX at Dave & Buster's in Tulsa.
Did you get to play with anybody?
Yeah, I played with Micah, Shelby, and I think Mindy was there.
So you played four player?
Yeah.
Did you do the team mode? Where you can combine your carts together.
I remember being a tank at one point.
Yes, that's Shelby team driving. Mode.
Okay, then yes, we did that.
Yeah, so in the DX version, you could combine your carts together, kind of like a turn into a tank. Kind of like Double Dash, I guess. One person drives, the other person can shoot their items. Mm-hmm. Or like a cannon. I think I shoot like a cannonball or something, I don't remember.
It was an interesting experience because I think it came out either right before or right after Mario Kart 8. So it was just seeing all of that stuff, all of that character art in high def for the first time on these arcade machines was amazing.
Yeah, my only problem with the arcade versions is if you get first place, there's no incentive. There's not really, I guess there's incentive because you're wanting to win, but if you get first place, you still have to pay if you want to do the next level.
Yeah. I have also played both of the Arcade GP games. So the first one, Arcade GP 1, we have one local here. Well, I say local, it's about an hour north of me. but it's interesting just for the sake of it. It's basically playing a GameCube. I mean, the graphics look very resembling of Double Dash, but you can also play it as Pac-Man and one of the ghosts, which are really odd characters, but then again, it's a Namco arcade machine, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so. Namco Bandai made all the arcade machines and just like made sure it was up to snuff for their standards.
Mm-hmm. And then I played the second Arcade GP in two different locations, one in Disney World, and then there was another one on the cruise ship I went on. So they, those, seriously, Micah can confirm because he was on the same ship that I was like a month or two before I was on it, or after I was on it. So. Yeah, they're cool. I mean, they're unique, and it's something fun to throw a couple bucks at to go and settle a score with a spouse, or to I don't know, just go have some fun on tracks that you'll never get to experience, because there are some Namco specific tracks, and like I said, you can play as Pac-Man, or I forget if it's Inky Blinky, or I forget what the ghost is, but
yeah, forget the amazing
Clyde.
This...
What can you play as all of them in the game? I can't remember. It's been a while.
I don't know. The only thing I didn't care much for, I mean, I guess maybe it's because they want you to do it quicker or something, but you don't get to choose what items you get. It's all random by roulette what you get to use. And you don't necessarily even know how it's going to work when you use it.
Okay, so you can play as Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, or Blinky. Oh.
Just one of them. The most popular. I don't know if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. I also like that you could take your picture too, so if someone's one of your friends is in front of you, you kind of make a funny face in front of them. Yeah. Oh, by the way, in Mario Kart in the DX arcade, I actually didn't realize this, but there's a voice commentary that goes on during the game, but it's done by Rika Matsumoto, who some people may or may not know voices Satoshi, or in the American version would be Ash Ketchum in the Pokemon show.
The two Pac-Man or Namco specific courses are the Pac Mountain and Pac Labyrinth. Most of the courses I remember being really flat, like not having much, not having very many hills or much to it, just being kind of
bland.
Yeah. Like they're definitely full of stuff, but they're not like, I don't know, I just don't remember them being as interesting as some of the home console versions. And I know the DX machine did this, and I think one of the GP machines does this as well. There's a camera built into the arcade machine to take a picture of the driver, and it'll put your picture in kind of like it's building your license plate, so when it shows your standings at the end of the race, it'll show your picture, and like you can put the silhouette of the characters around you, so you can be like wearing Mario's hat, or if you're playing as Toad, you'll have like the crazy mushroom head that's actually his head, not a hat.
due to recent study findings
is actually his head.
So you turn yourself into a fun guy.
Oh gosh, I regret bringing that up.
We're moving on.
Hey, by the way, people, I believe in Mario Kart 64, if Toad's license plate actually says fun guy.
I get it.
Or at the very least, it was done in the advertisements of my Nintendo Power issue. I remember that.
What's your favorite racer?
Do you even have to ask?
Toad?
No.
Oh.
I think we all know the correct answer to that question is Luigi.
No. I am horribly torn because I have three racers that are my go-to, and it's just based off of who I'm playing with. So, first of all, being able to play as Ludwig in Mario Kart 8, he was my go-to before the Villager was a DLC character, and then Villager was my automatic selection. And then when I was eventually able to get the F-Zero outfit for my Mii became my racer dressed as F-Zero driving the Blue Falcon. So... Or dressed as Captain Falcon driving the Blue Falcon. So, there we go.
Honestly, I kind of have to go with... I believe that in Mario Kart 8, I think I started choosing Luigi ever since I found out about the Death Stare.
You just want everyone to know you're angry when you're racing them.
But it's so good to look at in replays. It is so fun. For those of you that somehow didn't see the spectacular meme that was super popular when the game came out, when Luigi passes by somebody on the screen, he kind of looks, gives him like a sideways look and stares at him kind of with like a mean frown on him. Mm-hmm.
A glare, if you go by another name.
Yeah. That's the best word I could think of at the time. How about you, Ethan?
I'm a real fan of using Toad.
See, I used to like I'm going to assume because he's fast startup.
Lightweight racers usually have the better accelerate to get the top speed from the start. And,
Yeah, I really enjoyed Peach back in the day because of the same reason. She just starts off fast. The only problem is that they don't have that as high of a top speed as the heavier people. Problem is if you ever hit a patch of grass or something, then that goes
I'll
down
tell you
pretty
why
quick.
I'll get back up to that speed.
Yeah. Character I don't care much for as I care the least about, Pink Gold Peach. I don't understand why Pink Gold Peach exists. I mean, why don't we have Pink Gold Baby Peach?
I just, you know what? I don't think anybody understands.
I mean, how about at least Dark Peach?
That would be a cool character, actually.
Like, give her a yellow dress and brown hair.
That's just mean.
I think you're mistaking Dark Peach for Brown Peach.
Yes.
Sorry, Shelby. It's better than Tanuki Mario and all those, right? Cat Peach.
Yeah, I still don't understand why those even
exist. And they were DLC of all things.
I have a 5-year-old daughter who very much likes Cat Peach.
I thought it was really amazing that they added all the Koopalings, though, as actual characters. I have a friend that really enjoys Roy. It's like Roy's his boy. Did anybody ever get to try out 8-player on Double Dash?
No.
Or 16-player, dare I say.
Jeez, dude.
I'm assuming you're talking about hooking up a broadband adapter.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, no. Never had the pleasure of owning one.
I had everything set up once. We were going to do a party. And then everyone brought the GameCubes, the games. We had one person brought adapter. Another person brought the adapter. We never had the connector to connect them together, though. So I never got to do 8-player. By the way, best contribution to the series for Mario Kart Double Dash was Baby Park. There, I said
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That Baby is Park. The best track.
Best track.
I don't know about that.
No,
but
that is the correct answer, Shannon.
It is the best 200cc track.
Oh, God.
I'll agree to that.
Maybe Baby if Park. You have... Well, I guess you can't fall off the race on that one.
Baby Park, 200cc, items doubled. Go.
700 lap race.
Man, if you could adjust your laps.
Wait, what's this items doubled you're talking about?
No, I don't know why I'm getting that mixed up with Smash Bros. You can't double your item rate. Never mind.
Okay, I thought I was going to ask with them. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this too. Did you know that there's some censorship in some of the Mario Kart games?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Like with the Inkling Girl in Mario Kart Deluxe.
Yeah, that was a big one more recently.
8 Deluxe, sorry.
Wait, was it 8 Deluxe? I thought it was an 8.
8 Deluxe.
Okay. Well, I guess I guess it was only an 8 Deluxe, maybe. Yeah, so she has some sort of fist bump thing, and I guess in Europe it could be mistaken as like the middle finger or something, so they had to change it out. But actually, the other one I was going to mention happened much longer in the original Super Mario Kart. Did you know that they changed how the victory poses were for Bowser and Peach?
No.
Peach liked to celebrate for winning first place by drinking the champagne.
And getting tipsy.
Yes.
Yeah, in the American version, she just throws the bottle into the air. The Japanese version, she actually drunk it, her face got red and got tipsy, kind of, it looked like. And Bowser would just chug it in the Japanese version. Yeah, so they changed it for the American version and for the European version as well. Same thing the Americans did, I guess.
I actually own the Japanese version.
Is that a speedrun tactic?
No, it's part of my effort to recollect games that were stolen from me a while back.
Oh, I did mean to ask. My favorite question I wanted to ask everyone was, what is everyone's, I know Tony's is already, we already discussed it. What is the best, your favorite track in all the series?
It's Baby Park. Absolutely. but it's actually not my favorite track to play on, because back on the GameCube, my wife and I played against each other a lot, and one of our favorite things to do was play every track. You know, we did the whole 16 race marathon type thing, and if at the end, if we were ever tied, we would turn on 9 laps Wario Coliseum. Whoever won was the champion of that round. And so Wario Coliseum has always been one of my favorite tracks because of that.
Nice. I'm gonna have to second kind of Tony's. I really enjoyed Wario Coliseum, though I would give a close second to Tick Tock Clock. Really enjoy the setup for that level.
Also, a very good track.
I'm still holding my ground on Shy Guy Mountain, so.
I am really fond of the, I forget what it's called. It's that very first race in Super Mario Kart. The first course.
Are you talking about Mario Circuit 1?
I guess so. Yeah.
I believe it was the very first course you do is just Mario Circuit 1. You had like 4 circuits for it. Okay. Anyone else have anything else they wanted to add? I think we just about killed the topic.
I think so.
Sweet. So, guess I did the intro. Guess I should do an outro as well. That's it for another episode of Data Drain. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to email us at datadrain at nintendo-oki.com. You can also find us on Twitter at DataDrainShow, or come on over to the Nintendo Oki Facebook group, and as Tony says, see what we got going on over there. Ethan, any last words of wisdom?
Well, I said it before, so I'll go ahead and say it again. If you ain't first, you're last.
And thank you very much for joining us, Tony.
No problem. It was quite fun.
And Shannon. And I will end on a public service announcement that snaking is evil. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this show. See you all next time.